今天是就是合组的崇拜。
So today, we're having this united worship.
平常呢，我们合组崇拜的时候，我们会有圣餐。
So, normally, well, in the past, we used to have communion during this combined worship.
那有人问我说，哎，要不要有换个方式的圣餐？
So I've been asked some, do we have to have a different form of communion?
我说怎么样换个方式圣餐？
And I was wondering how, in a different form, can we share the communion?
我们没有办法在这里拨了饼之后，然后找几个时机，然后送给大家。
And there is just no way that we can break the bread, find several drivers, and to send, the communion to different, families.
我在网络查了一下，有好几个方式。
So I have done some search in the internet, and I found several ways to do it.
一个是自己家里找这个果汁跟饼。
So one option is that you can in your own home find the bread and break it.
另外一个方式就是想象中有一个杯，有一个饼。
Or out of your imagination, you can imagine that there is a bread and there is a cup.
但是这个让我想起很多年前在 Omaha 崇拜的时候。
But I was reminded many years ago when I was still in Omaha.
那时候我们教会这个圣餐的时候，分饼杯的时候呢，有一个弟兄，他从就是一直都不领圣餐。
So there was a brother in the church, and when we were having this communion, this brother always refrained to share and partake in the communion.
后来我们就问他说，你为什么不领圣餐？
And we were wondering, and we asked him, why didn't you take the communion?
有什么原因吗？
Is there a reason for that?
他说你们用的圣餐就是一个分好的一块一块的啊，就是现成的一块一块的这样子分下来。
And his argument was that you're using this pre-separated, pre-divided communion. It's already in small pieces.
主的圣餐应该是一体的。然后从那里分出来的。
But the communion of the Lord is actually one whole piece and divided from that one in entire piece.
后来我们教会的人想了一下，也是，以后就自己去烤一个饼。
And we actually took his advice, later on we started to bake our own bread.
然后就锅。
And we started to break that bread.
他就开始领了。
And he started to partake in the communion afterwards.
我说我们还是不要在这个时候用其他方式领圣餐。
So my take on is that we don't use a different form to partake in the communion for this time period.
后来我也看到有好几个牧师也是同样的观点。
And I found that my opinion was supported by by several other pastors.
他们说我们现在不能聚的时候，我们不领圣餐的时候，也就是提醒我们，我们需要聚在一起。
And they argue that when we are not able to gather together to worship together, this actually is a good reminder for all of us that we have to come back and gather together as a whole community.
我不是说现在就要聚在一起，而是说现在没办法聚在一起的时候，是一个不完整的一个聚会。
I'm not saying that we have to come together now, but it's a good reminder when we are not able to come together. It's a good reminder that our worship now is incomplete, and we really have to come back in the future.
所以每一次我们又过一个月，我们无法领圣餐的时候，是一个提醒说，我们真的求神。来保守，让我们早日能够再聚在一起。
So each month when we're not able to partake in the communion, it's a good reminder to all of us that how much we long that we can come back together in the future, that we can partake this communion again.
那我们每个月第一个崇拜的时候，另外一个就是我们会有小孩上前来。
And also for every month we have, we used to have kids coming forward to the stage.
然后我们跟他们谈，然后为他们祷告。
And we talk with them, we pray for them.
今天也没有。
And well, which we don't have today.
今天有的是我们有崇拜的 小组啊，来到这里，我们已经开始了几个星期。
What we do have is the worship team coming here and sitting down in the audience, which have been for several weeks so far.
啊，过去之前呢，都是我跟 Tommy 啊，跟师母啊。我不是说 Tommy 不可爱啊，但是看到大家在这里的话啊，就算是四五个人的话，也都是很感谢神的事。
And before that, it was just me and my wife and also brother Tommy. I'm not saying that Tommy is not lovable, but it was just, you know, the four or five of us to the most.
你知道人跟人之间，神赐给我们的福，就是让我们能够聚在一起。
Do you know that the blessing from our Lord is that we can actually come together and be together?
我们可以彼此的交通沟通。
And we can communicate with each other.
今天我要跟大家讲的一个题目，就是讲到耶和华的产业，腹中的孩子。
And so today my topic is the heritage of the Lord, which is the child in the womb.
这可能不是你想要听的。
Maybe this is not a topic to your taste.
可能你开始后悔今天为什么要听这个信息。
And maybe you are starting to regret about coming here to listen to the message.
但是我需要按着圣经的教导来讲。
But indeed, I do have to follow the teaching of the Bible and to talk about this topic.
我们来看这个经文，经文是在诗篇127篇。
So let's take a look at the scripture, which is in Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇1到2节。
Psalm 127, verses 1 to 2.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
Unless the Lord build the home, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep.
有首歌是根据这个诗篇写的。
A song which whose lyric was borrowed from this the song.
是一个中文歌。
And it's a Chinese song.
那不是英文。
This is not English.
英文写在上面不能用来唱的，只是把它意思写出来。
And the English is just merely translation instead of singable lyrics.
我的歌声不是最好听的，也不是好听的声。但是应该不是最难听的。
Okay, my singing voice is not the best, but not the worst either.
我就唱给你们听这首。
So I'm going to sing it to you.
若非耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若非耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然惊醒。我心若非神所悦，一切将拆毁。我们若无神赐福，一切都将完了。这首歌呢，我们有些人很熟悉。
So many people are really familiar with the song.
但是这首歌我们常常第一节、第二节跟第三、第四、第五节分开来看。
But we sometimes separate the verses from verse 1 to 2 and then 3 to 5.
在今天我们来思考这段经文的时候，我们先来做个祷告。
So before we continue, let's bow and pray.
天父，我们把我们自己仰望在你手里面。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
帮助我们能够从你的眼光来看人生命的价值。
Help us to see from the meaning of our human lives, from your perspective.
然后帮助我们能够从你的眼光来看我们生命生活的意义。
And help us to take a look at the meaning of our lives from your perspective.
我们今天我们潜意识里面的观念若与你不符合的。
If what we have in our subconscious is contradictory to your belief.
主啊，求请你把它拿掉。
Lord, please take it away.
更新我们。
And renew us.
用你的话语更新我们那救我的观念。
To renew us with your own words and save us.
用你的话语来更新我们那在黑暗中就我们跟着随着世界的情欲奔跑的这个人生。
And renew us with your words and stop us from our chasing after our lust in this world.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
第三第到第五节是什么呢？
So what is written in verses 3 to 5?
你儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人便为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不致羞愧。
Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
我让你们特别来看第五节。第五节说肩带充满的人是指谁呀？
So let's take a close look at verse 5.Who does it refer to? The man who fills his quiver with the arrows.
就是第四节所说的少年人所生少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。这剑就是所生的儿女。
So it is actually from verse 4, like the arrows in the hand of a warrior or the children of one's youth, and the arrows are referring to the children.
这儿女就是第三节所说的儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
And this children that's referring to in verse 3, the heritage of the Lord.
所怀的胎。
And the fruit of the womb.
你注意到这里特别用，圣经很少用所怀的胎来描写母腹里的婴孩。
Very seldom does the Bible refer to the children, the unborn children as the fruit of the womb.
这所怀的胎是神的赏赐。
And the fruit of the womb is a blessing from the Lord.
这样子第五节这里箭带充满的人变为有福，有什么福？
So in verse 5, blessed is the man who fills his quiver with the arrows. And what is the blessings?
他们在城门口和谁说话？和仇敌说话的时候。
When they speaks with who? With the enemies in the gate.
就不致羞愧。
And they will not be put to shame.
我们回到第一、第二节。
And let's go back to verse 1 and 2.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
你注意这里第一节，若不是耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华看守城池。
So pay attention to verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord watches over the city.
若不是神在建造，若不是神在看守，我们一生所努力的都是枉然的。
Were it not for the Lord who builds or the Lord who watches, our entire life is in vain.
这我们知道。
We know this teaching, right?
但是诗篇127篇没有停在这里。
But Psalm 127 didn't stop there.
耶和华做什么？
What does the Lord do?
耶和华赐我们儿女。
The Lord blesses us.
赐我们儿女。
He blesses us with children.
第五节，这儿女就成为我们城门的，在城门的时候。
And these children became the reason why we can triumph at the gate.
你再回去看第一节。
So go back to verse 1.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华看守城池。
Unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord watches over the city.
然后你再看最后一节。
And go to the last verse.
耶和华所赐的儿女要在城门口，就是前面要看守的城门口那里，要与仇敌说话。
The children blessed by the Lord, and the father is going to talk about them in the gate, which they were watching over.
当他与仇敌说话的时候，就必不知羞愧。
When he speaks with his enemies, he's not going to be ashamed.
所以你看整个结构的话。
So when you take a look at the structure of the psalm,
若不是耶和华建造房屋，若不是耶和华看守城池，而耶和华唯有耶和华所亲爱的，这些人才能够蒙福，他们的城，他的房屋才能够得到保守。
So unless the Lord builds, unless the Lord watches, for he gives them to his beloved, and these men, these people, they will be blessed, and then their homes, their gates are going to be defended.
接着马上他说，而耶和华做什么呢？耶和华做了什么帮助我们建造房屋呢？耶和华做了什么让我们能够看守城池呢？他赐我们儿女。
So the psalmist continued with what actually the Lord did to help us build the house, to help us watch over the city. He gave us children as a heritage from the Lord. He gave us children to do all the things above.
他赐给我们那妇女所怀的胎。
He gave us the fruit of the womb.
那箭袋充满的人就有福了。
And blessed is the man who fills his quiver with the arrows.
因为当他们对在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不羞愧。
Because when they talk with their enemies in the gate, they will not be put to shame.
前几天我听到一个人，他是一个政治人物，他在那里发表意见。
So several days ago, I heard a politician showing his point of views.
他说什么
？What did he say？
他说：“你可以选这一派，或者选那一派的人做总统也好，做市长也好，都可以。”
He said that you can actually choose this a party or that party to be the mayor or to be the leaders.
但是你有没有发现到，你不管选谁，你都是在打一个败仗。
But have you ever noticed that whoever you choose?You're actually fighting a losing battle.
为什么？
Why?
因为仇敌已经得着了我们的儿女。
Because our enemies has already captured our children.
我们的儿女已经被放在这个世界，让这个世界的用世界观来充满他们的眼目，充满他们的思想。
Our children has already been captured by this world, and the world's point of view has already filled their hearts and their minds.
父母已经不看重在家里面对儿女的教育，把儿女送出去让别人来教。
And the parents have already forsaken their education at home and sent their children outside for them to study.
换句话，如果你不按着，我们不按着耶和华赐给我们儿女的方式来看守这个家，看守这个国家，看守这个城，看守这个市的话，我们一切的努力都是枉然。
So in other words is that if we don't obey the Lord and use this ways to watch over the family, watch over the city and watch over the nation, everything we do is in vain.
我不是说你们不要去投票，你们要能投尽量投。
I'm not trying to persuade you not to vote. If you want to vote, go ahead and vote.
但是我们若是真正想到要防守我们的家，防守我们家庭的话，
But if we really, really want to defend our home,
神的工作是透过我们的儿女。
God's work is actually through our children.
真的求主帮助我们。我们可以很努力地在那里喊叫，但是我们的儿女，我们若疏忽 的话，我们是没有办法与仇敌应对的。
May the Lord help us indeed. We can keep shouting at the gates towards our enemies, but if our children don't follow us, we shout to our enemies in vain.
我们今天要来看耶和华的产业乃是腹中的孩子。
So today what we're looking at is that the fruit of the womb is a heritage from our Lord.
这儿女或者孩子是谁呢？
And who are the children referring to?
你会发现到说，圣经向来是用孩子一个这一个字啊，来形容腹中的胎儿。
You would notice that the Bible consistently uses the word child when describing the babies in the womb.
你注意看圣经里面中文翻译，如果有翻译胎或者胎儿的话，它没有，其实没有胎儿这个字的。
So, if you notice in Chinese, when it is actually using the word translated into English as fetus.The English, the Bible actually doesn't have the word fetus in it.
刚刚念的这个腹啊、这个腹中的这个所怀的胎，那个胎是讲到英文你看得很清楚，是讲到果子。
So, the fetus in what we just read is actually fruit.
那在其他地方讲到这个腹里面的胎的时候，都是用。孩子这一个字。
And in other places, the word child or children were actually used.
你看到这个创世纪二十五章的二十一到二十二节，他说，我用中文念就好了啊。那以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕，怀了孕之后，二十二节，孩子们。在他腹中彼此相争，在这里讲到在利百加的肚腹里面是孩子们，不是胎儿。
So the verse referred to the children struggle together in the womb of Rebecca. It's not fetus.
我们再看几段经文，等一下我再把所有的都放起来啊。那路加福音一章四十四节的时候，在那里。那是玛利亚听到伊丽莎伯问安的声音的啊，不是，是伊丽莎伯听到玛利亚问安的声音的时候，他就说：“因为你问安的声音，一入我的耳，我腹中的胎，那中文翻成胎，那个原文就是婴孩或者孩子，我腹中的孩子就欢喜跳动。”
So in Luke 1:44, it was actually preceded by several verses.When Elizabeth heard the greetings from Mary, she said that the baby in my womb leaped for joy.
啊，你翻到第二章十六节的时候，当耶稣诞生的时候，他们急忙去啊，就寻见玛利亚，那是牧羊人，看见玛利亚和约瑟又在那，又有那婴孩，就是孩子，这是同一个字。跟第一章四十四节的这个腹里的胎是同一个字，生出来的、没生出来的都叫孩子。
So continue to the second chapter, verse 6:16, and after Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph in the manger, it was the baby lying in the manger. So this born baby and then the previously the unborn baby, the Bible uses the same word, which is the baby.
你会发现到在圣经里面从来没有一个观念，就是说生出来跟没生出来有什么差别。
So you can notice that there is actually no difference between an unborn baby and a born baby according to the Bible.
他们都叫孩子。
The Bible always refers to it as baby.
他们都有同样人的尊严。
And they both have a dignity as a human being.
在五十一章诗篇五十一章第五节的时候，大卫这么说：“我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
In Psalm 51 verse 5, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
有人说在这里讲的是他妈妈的罪，不是他的罪。可是你看诗篇五十一篇，你很难想象他忽然间。谈到自己的罪的时候，把妈妈也拉进来说，妈妈也犯了罪。他前后都不谈他妈妈的问题，他主要要谈的是我有罪了。
So some people argue that David was talking about his mother's sin and not his own sin. But when we look at Psalms 51 as an integral psalm, David has been talking about his own sin from the beginning to the end. So it's kind of weird to think that he would accidentally or out of nowhere to mention his mother's sin.
你知道我母亲怀胎的时候，就是她第一次那个胎出现在她母亲的怀里的时候，大卫就有罪了。
So, in sin did my mother conceive me? So, as soon as his mother started this conception, David started to have sin.
今天我们不争论这个神学上的问题，为什么小孩刚生出来什么都没做就有罪了？但是我要重点是说，有罪的，就是因为他是人。
We're not going to fall into this argument this morning. How come a baby started with being sinful? But David here, his argument is that as soon as we're conceived, we're sinful.
我不是说只要是人就肯定要有罪啊，这个不一定是这样子的。亚当被造的时候他没有罪，但是我的意思是说，他既然会那个怀的胎既然说是有罪的，就表示那是一个人，不是只是一团的肉。
So my focus here is not every man is sinful, because Adam, when he was created, he wasn't sinful at all. My focus here today is that as soon as the conception started, this is a human being. There is life in it.
对，一团肉，你不会说这团肉有罪。
You look at the flesh, you will not a chunk of meat of a flesh. You will not say that it is sinful.
所以在这个圣经里面，你为什么没有看到这方面的讨论呢？因为他们一直以来就认定了。人的生命是从怀胎开始
的。So why did you see the absence of such discussions in the Bible? Because it has been taken for granted always that we have life from conception.
诗篇139篇13节这么说。
So Psalms 139 verse 13 says so.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已敷披我。
For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb.
我们读的时候，我们就想一下说，啊，当妈妈怀我的时候，我的内脏呢，那些就开始，形成了。所以那个，肺腑是神所造的。
When we read this verse, we started to think, okay, when I was in my mother's womb, my inward, my organs are starting to be formed.
但是你注意看，诗篇里面不是这样子来描写肺腑的。
But take note that in this psalm, actually, they were described in a different way.
我看一下中文，经文跑去哪里了？经文不见了啊！你如果你读第十六诗篇第十六篇的话，啊，对，是这个啊。十六篇的话，他是说，你鉴察，我忘了是第几篇了。他那里说，你鉴察我的内心肺腑，然后我的肺腑这个字呢，是由神来鉴察的。
So in Psalm 16, it was the psalmist to say that you take a look at my inner parts, and my inward parts were examined by the Lord.
你去把原文找的话，你看到诗篇里面讲的这个肺腑是讲到他的心里面的思想。
So when you take a look at the inward part, it was actually talking about the thoughts and mind of someone.
神不需要检查我们的心脏，他检查我们心脏做什么？是怕我们有心脏病吗？他是检查我们的思想。
There is no need for God to examine our hearts in terms of, you know, physiological hearts. Is there why? When God takes a look examining our hearts, He was actually taking a look at our minds.
所以诗篇139篇13节说，我的肺 肺腑是你所造的时候，他说我在母腹当中，我里面不但是我的内脏，我的心，我的思想，我的一切都在那个时候你造成了。
So when Psalm 139 says, you formed me my inward parts, it was actually talking about you formed my thoughts, my mind, my everything.
人所需要所有的成分就在那母腹当中神造成了。
Everything a person needs is formed and knitted together in the womb of his mother.
那英文是 inward parts, 所有里面的，不单是包括这个内脏，也包括里面的这个心，里面的这个魂，里面的这个灵。
So in English, it's referred to as inward parts, and which does not only comprise of the organs, the intestines, but also the thoughts, the mind, and the soul.
在出埃及记二十一章二十二节到二十三节。
In Exodus chapter 21 verse 22 to 23.
你可以看到中文跟英文是翻译的是不一样的。
And you can take a look at the difference between the Chinese translation and in the English version.
因为中文就假设了它是什么意思，然后把那个意思翻出来，它并没有按着原来的字一个字一个字的翻。
Because the Chinese was actually translated according to the presumption, the meaning of that. It's actually not a literal translation, faithful to the original language.
这是律法中里面提到，人若彼此争闹，伤害有孕的妇人，甚至堕胎，随后却无别伤，那伤害他的，总要按妇人的丈夫所要的，照法审判官所断的受罚。
It says, when men strive together and hit a pregnant woman so that her children come out, but there is no harm, the one who hit her shall surely be fined, as the woman's husband shall impose on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine.
你中文念的时候就好像说，哦，你伤了有孕的妇人，她的胎儿堕胎了，堕胎之后那妇人没事，那就没事了，我们叫受罚，所以这个胎儿不算一个生命。
When you read the Chinese translation, there might be a misunderstanding. When you hit a pregnant woman and she miscarries and gives birth to her baby early, and if she has incurred any injury, then you are going to be responsible for that. But you don't have to do anything, be responsible for the baby.
但是原来的这个字是说，当你在彼此争闹的时候，伤害了有孕的妇人的时候，孩子出来了。
But actually, the original meaning is that when you hit a pregnant woman, when you are striving with each other, and her children come out,
随后别无啊，却无别害。
But there is no harm.
英文翻得很好，第 is 英文不是说 she receive no harm.
So the English translation is better than the Chinese. It says.If there is no harm, referring to the child instead of to the mother.
不是只是 refer to the child, 不是只是指，他才是说，妇人在这个情况之下，小孩出来了，而他那个别无他害的那一个的主持不是那个女性的妇人，而是说在那一个光景之下没有。什么生命受害
Okay, sorry. So when her children come out, the subject of there's no harm is actually not the mother, but referring to the entire situation, there is no harm.
所以母亲没有受害，孩子也没有受害。
So the mother was not harmed and the child was not harmed.
二十三节说，若有别害，就要以命偿命。
In verse 23, it continues, but if there is harm, then you shall pay life for life.
你看圣经里面讲到小孩，他在这里讲的小孩跟生出来的小孩是同一个字。
So when Bible refers to the children, whether it's born or unborn, it uses the same word.
所以这里这个中文的翻译是有错误的，因为先是一个先入为主的观念，把它翻意思翻错了。
So there is in the Chinese translation has a mistake. It was based on the presumption of what they thought the the word actually meant.
所以他说这个孩子出来, 若没有什么生命的危险的话,
so,
就没事。
When her children come out, if there is no harm, there is no threat to his life, then it's fine.
若有生命的危险, 死了的话, 你就要以命赏命。
But if there is indeed harm, then you shall pay life for life.
你知道在出埃及记以后, 如果你们仔细读这个律法的话, 这个很有趣的。
So when you continue with the Exodus and take a deep, a close look at the laws, it's actually very interesting.
他说如果你, 打死了一个人是不小心打死的, 比如说你在挥斧头的时候, 那个斧头的头飞了, 敲到另外一个人, 那个人死了。
It says if you kill anyone by accident, for example, if you were chopping the wood with an axe and the axe had disengaged and just flew out of the axe and hit someone in the head.
你就要赶快逃, 逃到哪里去呢?
And kills the one, you have to run. Where are you going to run to?
逃到那个, 那个城叫什么? 逃城, 对哈, 谢谢哈, City of Refuge, 你逃到逃城里头, 那人家就不能够来把你杀死。
And you have to go and run to the City of Refuge. As soon as you got into the City of Refuge, nobody can harm you.
那你在这个逃城里面一直待到那个逃城的祭司死了,过世了, 那你就可以自由地出来。
And you have to stay in the cities of refuge until the high priest of that year dies. Afterwards, you can come out.
如果你是故意杀死人的, 就算你逃到逃城, 你都, 人家都可以把你从里面挖出来, 把你处死的。
However, if you kill someone intentionally, even if you make your way to the cities of refuge, the blood revenger can actually chase you and then get you out of that city and kill you.
所以无意间杀死的人是不需要处死的, 你要, 你要把自己关在这个逃城里头。
So unintentional killing doesn't deserve death. And the thing you have to do is to lock yourself in the cities of refuge.
故意杀死人的才需要以命赏命。
However, only intentional murder deserves life for life.
这就为什么祭司有时候要判断这个人是故意杀死的那一个人还是无意的。
So that's why the priests have to judge whether this is intentional or unintentional killing.
但是你看这里21章的22、23节，那些人打的时候, 这里从来没有问是不是有意的，很可能是无意的，因为这他是讲到两个人在打，忽然间伤到妇人。
But when you look at the chapter 21, verses 22 to 23, it actually doesn't really mention whether it's intentional or unintentional harm. It might be very much like unintentional because when the men strive together and then they accidentally hit a pregnant woman.
可是你会发现到不管你有意无意, 孩子若死的话, 你都要以命赏命。
But you will notice that whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally, if the child is dead, then you have to pay his life for your pay your life for his life.
换句话，你不小心打了孕妇胎里的母腹里的孩子死了，你要受的刑罚要比你杀死一个人还严重。
In other words, is that when you accidentally, unintentionally hit someone, hit a pregnant woman, and she miscarries, what you have to pay is worse than you unintentionally kill someone.
所以这儿女孩子指的是腹中那个开始的生命，因为人的生命与尊严从腹中就开始了。 So
the children refers to the life started in the womb, because the dignity of a life begins in the womb.
所以你要非常小心,
so you have to be very cautious.
这是生命,
this is life.
这是有神形象的人在我们的腹中。
This is a life in our womb that bears the image of God.
这也是神的赏赐。
And this is also a blessing heritage from the Lord.
是神赐给我们。 让我们能够看守我们的家，保守我们的城池。
This is a blessing from the Lord, that, so that we can watch over our city and watch over, to build up our house and to watch over our cities.
所以我们的问题就是我们怎么看这个孩子的生命。
So we have this topic here. How do we look at the lives of the children?
我们怎么看一个人的生命？
How do we look at a person's life?
常常我们堕胎的借口有什么？
What are the normal or common excuses for abortion?
我们发现怀孕了，我们要把它堕掉，人要把它堕掉的借口有哪些？
When we found that we are pregnant and we want to abort this child, what are the excuses?
那就是说这不是人，他无法跟人互动，也不能沟通，他自己靠着自己不能活着的。
So one of the excuses is that this is not actually a human being. It is unable to interact and survive on its own.
所以它没有人的生命。
So there is no human life in it.
我觉得这个借口呢是没有想好随便讲的一个借口。
And I saw in my mind this is a very thoughtless, very underdeveloped excuse.
我问你哪一个新生下来的过了十个月Full term, 然后怀孕这个生育的期限到的时候，他生出来之后，哪一个婴孩可以自己活着？
So I want to ask you a question. So what kind of a baby after a being born after full term pregnancy can actually survive on his own?
如果你有一个生下来婴孩，你把它放在路边，没有人去管它，它可以自己活着吗？
If there's if a newborn baby and you leave him or her at the side of a road, can he survive on his own?
你看这个动物的电台，这个大自然的电台，所有的动物这些生物，他们生下来的小孩，父母不管他，他都可以生存的。就是人的婴孩，父母不管他，没有人管他的话，他就死了。
So when you take a look at around the nature, all of the animals.If you leave a newborn animal alone, they probably most likely will survive on their own. However, for human babies, if you leave a newborn by himself, he will not survive on his own.
很多的这些，你看他孵出来的这些海龟之类的，一出来就看不到爸爸妈妈的，他就要想办法自己去找食物吃。小孩，我们刚生下来婴孩不会这样子的。你从来没有看到一个婴孩，他连爬都不会爬，怎么动都不会动，他怎么去找东西吃？
So when you take a look at the newly hatched sea turtles, the baby sea turtles will just survive very well on themselves, not having any parent, not having their father or mother around. However, when you take a look at the newborn baby, without a father or mother, it will not be able to feed himself.
如果你说因为他在母腹里胎儿没有办法 自主没有办法自己生存下去的话所以可以杀的话你会发现到说以后人也会说这个婴孩靠自己不能生存就虽然他 十月怀胎生下来的我们还是可以把他杀了。
So if you hold this argument that a baby in an unborn baby in the womb cannot survive on his own,then you can carry the same argument that, okay, this newborn baby, this baby, he's too small to care for himself. He couldn't survive on his own. Then you have the same argument to kill this baby.
这个小孩跟生出来的小孩需要母亲照顾才能生存下去。同样在腹中的婴孩也是需要母亲照顾才能生存下去。
This born baby needs the care from his mother, just as the unborn baby would need the care from his mother in the womb.
天生缺陷。
The second argument is birth defect.
天生缺陷，问题不是，问题就出现在这里。
So here's the problem.
你怎么看一个人的人生？
How do you view a person's life?
一个人生如果不像你一样健康的话，就不算人吗？
Can we say that if someone is not as healthy as you are, and he is not worthy to be called a man?
他有缺欠的时候，他就不是人。
If he has a defect, is he not able to be called a man?
另外一个问题，他在母腹里发现有缺陷，跟他生出来发现有缺陷有什么差别？
And also, what is the difference when the defect was actually found before he was born, or and after he was born?
他生出来有缺陷不能杀，他在母腹里面发现有缺陷可以杀吗？
After he was born, you found the defect, and but you cannot kill him. However, before he was born, you found the defects inside the womb. Are you justified to kill him in this sense?
最终还是回到同样的问题，到底母腹里的这个生命是不是人？
So we come back to the old question: Is the unborn baby also considered a man, a human being?
有人说，这个女孩被强奸了，或者乱伦了。
Some people argue that this pregnancy has resulted from rape or incest.
我想这些问题都同样的。如果说在怀孕的时候知道是强奸而造成的怀孕，跟后来生下来了，然后发现原来这是强奸之后生下的小孩。是不是如果说腹里的可以杀堕胎，那生下来的可以不可以杀？
So I think we come back to the same question. So before the child was born, if we knew that it's from rape or incest, are we justified to kill it? If so, then after the babies are born, and then we know that they were from rape or incest,Are we justified to kill them as well?
你知道那人画了一条线，他出母腹跟出还没出母腹的这条线，是圣经所没有的这条线。
So when we see this demarcation line, this between this unborn and born babies, actually the Bible doesn't have this line.
他生或没生，在母腹里面开始就是一个孩子，就是一个人。
Whether he was born or not born, he is a human being. He has this dignity.
除非你开始要赞成说，就算生出来的小孩，如果是强奸所生的小孩，就算他已经生出来，我们也要把他杀掉的话，那我们另外再讨论。这个你的这个观点，但是如果那样的孩子不能杀，为什么在腹中里头的就可以多？
Unless if you argue that babies born of rape or incest are worthy of killing, even after they are born, well, that's a different topic, and we can talk about this later. But if you think that babies even of rape or incest should not be killed after they are born, then likewise, before they were born.They should be kept and cared for as well.
当然有一个想法是母亲生命有危险的时候，不可能两个都生存的时候怎么办？
And also, there is a dilemma. When the mother's life is threatened and the only way to make her survive is, well, only one person can survive, and what should we do?
根据美国的 CDC 的记录，这是所有堕胎里头 0.118% 的案件。
According to the statistics of CDC, this is extremely rare and accounts for only 0.118% of all abortions.
这是非常罕有的事情。
And this is a very rare situation.
那你说，就算罕有也是会发生，是不是？
You would argue, okay, this is rare, but this happens, right?
我告诉你，这种罕有的事件呢，在平常的医院以前都常常面对的时候，他们都需要做选择。这不是一个我们需要考虑的。当两个人的生命都碰到危险的时候，只能够救一个的时候就救一个。这不是杀，而是救最多能够救的人。
So in the hospital, when they do face this situation, when you have to make the choice to save one out of a two, this is actually not a killing situation. This is a saving who is the best, who has the best chances of survival.
所以他们第四不是一个借口，不能成为一个借口，因为这一个我们都晓得，任何人碰到这个危险，两个生命都有危险的时候，我们都尽量至少救一个。
And this, the fourth, is not an excuse after all, because all of us would know this is common sense that, any of the, when two people are facing a life-threatening situation and only one can be saved, we will make the choice, to save, one out of them.
这个在医学界从来不是道德的一个问题，因为能够救多少就救多少。
And in the medical field, this is never an ethical question because we always try to save as many as we can.
还有人呢，有这种的 argue， 这是英文的啦啊，我没有办法翻成中文啊，我试着把它解释一下。他说，基督徒应该有一个 consistent ethic of life， 要怎么说 consistent
一致的、
要有一致的，如果你要救婴孩的话，你就要不可以判人死刑，你也不可以有这个枪，也不可以有这个武器，也不能够有贫穷，也不能够有种族歧视，要不然的话都不用谈。
So there is this argument of a consistent ethic of life. So if you want to save a child, if you want to save a fetus, an unborn child, then you also have to end the capital punishment, the poverty and racism and all the other evils of the world.
这就是为什么我不是很喜欢政治。
And that's why I don't, I'm not a big fan of politics.
他讲的好像很高尚，其实背后的目的是要让你放弃。
His idea seems to be really lofty, but behind his slogan, his true intention is to make you forsake your belief.
放弃你那一个要救生命的原则。
And he wants to forsake your intention of saving the unborn.
放弃你的这个里面认为说不可以堕胎的这一个观念。
To make you forsake your idea of that of abortion is wrong.
然后我们觉得说我们还有这么多的问题，种族歧视的问题，还有这个贫穷的问题，那这个堕胎只是其中一个。那其他的解决不了，你为什么要去解决这个问题？
So his argument is that there are so many other problems. We have this racism issue, we have this a murder issue, we have all kinds of other issues. And we cannot save all of them. So why are you sticking on to this abortion issue?
你知道这个政治里面的这个辩论呢，有时候把我们辩昏了，我们就跟着跑。
So you can notice that the debates in the politics, the political realm, they would actually confuse you and lead you astray.
两个候选人都很差，但是你选一个比较不差的啦。现在没办法，就只有两个人选一个。
So, neither of the two candidates were worthy of being elected, but you have to choose the less worse or the less bad.
在某个程度上有他的智慧在里头，但是如果你一直做下去的话，你就会发现人一直给你两个很差的选。
So to some extent there is wisdom behind it, but if you always choose the less optimal, little by little you will find that there's just no way out.
你去这个买车的时候，那个 dealer 出来说这两部车都不是很好，但是你就选一个比较不差的。
So when you go to the dealer to buy a car, and he comes out to tell you that, well, neither of these two cars were optimal, but one of them is not as bad as the other, so you might want to choose the less bad, the less worse one.
那有时候你急着要车，你就没办法，就是选一个比较不差的。但是你每一次去车卖车的那地方，他都给你这样子选择的话，你就要想说，到底他在占我的便宜还是什么？
When you are in the haste, probably you're going to make the choice of choosing the less bad one. But every time you go to the dealer to try to buy a car, and he gives you two bad ones, and you would probably start to wonder, is the dealer actually taking advantage of me?
没有其他的车了，就这两个，你就选一个比较不差的。
He told you that, he tells you that there's no other choice, there's no other options, and these are the only two options, and you have to choose one out of the two.
为什么你不好好的教养儿女，让他成为一个敬畏神的人，进入政治界成为一个最好的人选？
Why don't you spend your time to educate your children, to raise them up well, so that they can be brought up to be a good person to enter the political realm.
每四年喊一次，这很辛苦，但是也很容易。
Every 4 years, you started to shout or to proclaim. It is very difficult, but it's also very easy.
这两个怎么连在一起？堕胎跟这个怎么连在一起？我的意思是说，你看重人的生命，你的孩子是神所赐给我们的产业，要宝贵他，让他起来，将来在面对仇敌的时候，我们不知羞愧。
So how can I link these two topics together? What I was trying to say is that the children are the heritage of the Lord. They are the blessings of the Lord, and you have to work hard to raise them well.So when you talk with your enemies at the gate, you will not be put to shame.
做妈妈的，如果做爸爸的薪水勉强能让你过日子，感谢神，你可以留在家里好好的经营这个产业，让他长大成人，成为神敬畏神的人。
So, wives, I plead with you, if your husband is able to make ends meet,You don't have to go out and work, but stay at home and to raise well your children, which is the blessing from the Lord.
我们今天很多的羞耻，我们今天社会一场一场的败仗，不管你选谁，都是打败仗。你不管你选谁上去做这个法官，你发现下一个条件都不如我们想象的，我们都惊讶为什么他这样子啊、做一个结论啊、判一个案件。我们都打败仗的。
We are always fighting the losing battles, regardless of who we elected. Like the Supreme Court judge, we elected him, and then all of a sudden we found that this guy actually have passed, voted for something that we don't agree with, or that is contradictory to the God's teaching. We are always fighting the losing battles.
你读四十记啊。希望爱团契最近读四世纪，你看每一个胜仗的背后，就开始发现越打越败。
So when you read the book of Judges, I know that Faholo Fellowship is studying Judges right now, and you see that after every big victory, you see so many failures afterwards, one failure after another, getting worse and worse.
你可以说他们是打胜了一个败仗。
You can say that they actually succeeded in this losing battle.
每一次打赢了，你就发现他们更糟。
Every time they win the battle, they actually spiral downward afterwards.
你知道四世纪的观景最后怎么走出来的？
Did you know how they walked out of this, this situation?
神找了一个摩押女子路德。
God chose this Moabite woman, Ruth.
找了波阿斯。
And found this man Boaz.
让他们成立家庭。
They formed a family.
让他们带出一个合神心意的大卫。
To raise up their offspring, whose name is David, he's after the hearts of the Lord.
波阿斯从来没有拯救过以色列人。
Boaz has never saved the Israelites.
路德也不像底波拉那样子。
And Ruth is by no means someone like Deborah.
但是他们的家庭带出来的影响却是深远。
But their impact, their family impact is very long-standing.
我们不能再把小孩看成是我们生活，要能够舒适，要能够愉快的一 个拦阻。
And we should no longer regard our kids as a hurdle towards a comfortable life.
我们不能把轻易的把父里的孩子给剁掉。
And we should not abort the fruit of our wombs.
那是一个生命。
This is a life.
那是一个有神形象的婴孩。
This is a baby who carries the image of the Lord.
那是神所赐给我们的产业。
And this is a heritage God blesses us.
是要让我们能够在必要的时候面对仇敌的时候不知羞愧。
In due time, in time of need, this child is going to help us to lift our heads up before our enemies.
我们不能只是把小孩子把他养得胖胖的、高高的，然后养得可以进哈佛大学或者进哪一，我不是说进哈佛大学不好，每个家长的梦都是要进哈佛大学，这不是问题。我的重点是说，你不能只是想到那一方面，而忘了他属灵的生命。
So I'm not say, so our purpose is not to raise them healthy, and intellectually excelling, that all of them can go to Harvard. I'm not saying that Harvard is not a good, I'm not saying that going to Harvard is not good. Every family has their own situations, and every parent wants to.To have their children go to Harvard. What I'm saying is that
我们不能够这样子就忽略了他的属灵的生命。
What I'm trying to say is that we should not overlook their spiritual growth and their spiritual life.
当我们没有好好的跟小孩子在一起，当我们都在忙碌的工作的时候，小孩子学什么？小孩子学外面的东西。
When we are busy with our own stuff, when we are busy with our own business, what are the kids learning when they are overlooked? They are learning the things from the world.
我们要好好的看守神所赐给我们产业。
We have to really work hard and to look after the heritage, the blessing from the Lord.
我敢保证你没有任何一份工作，你可以找到会改变整个国家的未来。
I guarantee that there's not a single job that you can find which is going to change the future of the entire nation.
但是如果你愿意放下你的工作，好好的教养你的儿女的话，那一个人可以改变整个社会。
But I guarantee that if you are willing to forsake your job and to really focus on raising up godly kids,This child, these children, are going to change the world.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够看到神所赐给我们的产业是何等的美好。
May the Lord help us to see what such blessing, such good heritage from the Lord He has given us.
单身的，希望你能够看到这个儿女这个宝儿女的宝贵。
Singles, I pray that you can also see the worth of the children, see how valuable they are.
已经结婚了，我希望你能够看见神要赐给我们的也是的孩子是何等宝贵。
Those who have already married, I pray that you can see the value, how precious the children, God is going to bless you with.
这几个月是神所赐给你的福，让你跟你的小孩不得不在家里。
So these months, these several months are such a blessing that forces you to stay 24/7 with your children.
你已经习惯了陪小孩子陪那么久了，就不要再重新适应那种不陪小孩的生活。
So since you've already getting accustomed to being with your children for such a long time every day, please.Do not go back and to send them back to school so you separate them for such a long time during every day.
谁知道呢？这个病毒发生的可能最主要的原因是让家庭能够开始看重儿女的生命。
Who knows? Maybe the major purpose of this virus happening in the first place is to help the family to refocus on the value of children, to refocus on the value of being together.
求神来怜悯帮助我们。
May the Lord help us and show mercy on us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们仰望你，求主你来怜悯。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you and show your your mercy to us.
当我们不把看重人的生命的时候，我们在整个我们人生样样各样的层面，我们都发现我们都在打败仗。
When we belittle the value of human lives, we found that in every battle we're losing in our lives.
当我们不看重我们胎里的腹里面这个胎儿婴孩孩子的生命的时候，主，我们也失去了我们自己生命的丰盛。
When we belittle the lives of the fruit of our wombs, Lord, we see that we also lose the abundance of our lives.
我们在你的话语里面一次又一次的看见，要改变整个城门，要改变整个国家的，不是我们的政治运动，乃是我们的生命。
Again and again, we see from your words that in order to change this nation, in order to change the society, we need your words. We don't need, it's not going to be politics that is going to make the change, but it is your word that is going to root in our hearts.
也许我们可以找个事实，暂时的解决四十年的问题。
Maybe we can find a judge who is going to solve temporarily the issue for 40 years.
但是要怎么改变整个国家的方向呢？
But how can we change the direction of the entire nation?
要从我们珍惜我们腹中他婴孩的这个生命开始。
It all starts with how we treasure the life of a fruit of our wombs.
我们如何珍惜我们的小孩在我们家里面成长学习的这个过程。
How we treasure the entire process of raising our kids in the family, how they grow and study and being educated in our homes.
我们如何珍惜我们自己好好的来教养我们的孩子。
And how we treasure that we actually have this opportunity to raise our kids and to educate them ourselves.
以致将来大家在城门口的时候面对仇敌的时候不知羞愧。
So that when we face our enemies in the city gates, we will not be put to shame.
我们感谢祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray and give thanks to you in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
We 们后面跳了很多啊。
We have skipped quite a few verses
报告。
Several announcements.
我们等一下主入学呢，我估计是11:25开始。
I would estimate that our Sunday school will start at 11:20.
25啊。
Sorry, 11:25.
所以如果等一下，这个有时候这个connection 会断掉，断掉之后大家在25分前我们再回来。
So if you temporarily leave this meeting or the connection stops, please come back before 25.
我们七月份有受浸。
We will have baptism ceremony in July.
我们的受浸是在7月19号。
Which will be held on the 19th of July.
是七月十九号，我们大约有3-5位。目前我还在跟几位谈。那我们确定了之后呢，我们会跟大家讲。
We might have 3-5 people being baptized, and we're still in the process of communicating with several of them. And then after we have confirmed, I'm going to report to you.
所以19号我们又再一次的有一个combined service.
And so in 19th, we're going to have a combined service again.
我们提早了一个星期，因为我。接着26号要下去密苏里，在那里在营会里头帮忙。
We have moved this baptism week forward by 1 week because on the weekend of 26th, I'm going to drive down to Missouri to help in a Christian camp.
在那里读经里头帮忙，不是帮忙讲道哈，我就是在厨房里面帮忙。
So I'm going to help in their kitchen. I'm not preaching there, but I'm going to help in their kitchen.
厨房帮忙对我来说比较好，因为这样子我事先不用准备。
I'm really glad to be able to help in the kitchen because in this case I don't have to prepare beforehand.
那个营会也就是 高龙德牧师所主办的，高龙德牧师有些人知道他最近得了癌症，在化疗当中，所以我要下去帮忙他，他不能够去。
So this Christian camp used to be hosted by Pastor Cao, and as some of you already know that Pastor Cao has been diagnosed with cancer, so that's why I'm going there to help him.
请大家继续为他代祷。
So please keep him in your prayers.
所以我们的主日学26号没有。
So we don't have, we'll skip 1 week on the 26th for our Sunday school.
今天跟下个星期还有受洗的那个星期都有主日学。
However, this week, the week, after, well, this week, the next week, and then, the week after 26th, we will have Sunday school.
那我回来之后呢，要关闭14天。
So after I come back, I will self-quarantine for 14 days.
我们的主日崇拜的讲员找到了。
And we have found the preacher for Sunday worship.
我们主日学照样上，我从家里面教。
We will continue our Sunday school, which I'll be teaching from my home.
那我16号的时候再回到教会这里来。
And I'll be coming back to the church after 16th of August.
请大家彼此的代祷。
And please keep this in your prayers.
也继续为我们教会的扩建祷告。
And please continue to pray for the expansion of a church building.
好，我们最后呢，我们一起来领受祝福。
And finally, let's end with benediction.
天父，我们恳求主，你让我们成为一个看重生命的人。
Heavenly Father, help us to become such a person who values life.
我们不但看重自己的生命，我们更看重我们家人的生命。
That we do not only value our own lives, but also the lives of our families.
我们也看重我们在腹中孩子的生命。
And also the lives of the babies in our womb.
我们看重这些生命，以致就算我们不去上班，我们陪着这些生命，我们都觉得这是一个光荣的事。
That even though we don't go to work outside, we still value these lives so much that we feel like this is the thing that we have to do.
若不是如此,
if not so,
若不是耶和华看守城池,
if it were not for the Lord to watch us over the city,
看守的人就枉然了,
the watchman watches in vain.
若不是耶和华看守房屋,
were it not for the God builds up the house,
看守的人就枉然惊醒。
The builder of a house builds in vain.
我们不若不看守主你所赐给我们的儿女。
If we do not, if we belittle the children you have given us.
有一天我们会发现，我们所努力所追求的一切都枉然。
In one day, we'll find that everything that we have been chasing after is in vain.
让我们能够成为主你所亲爱的。
Lord, help us to be your beloved.
让我们看守你所亲爱的。
And Lord, help us to watch over your beloved.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱与圣灵的感动常与我们众弟兄姐妹同在。
May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
我们主日学11:25开始。